Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and alohas to you on this official Veterans Day. Well, it's the official holiday for Veterans Day, even though yesterday was Armistice Day. Great to have you along. Apologies for the nasty weather. I'm just the middleman, as I used to say, as a recovering meteorologist. Was that the greatest job ever? I got paid the same whether I was right or wrong, you know? Great to have you here. And if you have a veteran you would like to salute today, feel free. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. I accidentally skipped over one of the text messages from the last hour, so I wanted to make sure I get that one in. Bobby, a salute to my dad, Angelo Bastoni. That's a good Irish name. World War II Army vet landed at Normandy on D-Day. Wow. Anybody who's seen Saving Private Ryan may have a pretty good idea of what that experience was like. I mentioned as we were going to the break for the news at the top of the hour, I would fill you into the extent of our knowledge at this point about what exactly is going on in Florida. There was a piece today at what is this website? All News Pipeline. Okay. Fox Mulder, one of my sources, sent this along to me, written by Susan Duclos, and has the headline, "What are they hiding in Florida? Journalists threatened with arrest, fake ballots, and court rules election supervisor violated the Florida Constitution. Are Florida Democrats trying to steal the elections? Question mark." I have the question mark I have in my mind is whether the question mark should be behind that sentence. How many more boxes of ballots have they found? We had hoped after the midterm elections across the country, we could at least take a week to not speak about elections. But alas, once again, Florida specifically, two liberal counties in Florida, Broward and Palm Beach, have managed to muck up the entire election process in such a spectacular example of corruption and incompetence. If it weren't so vitally important and pathetic, it would be laughable. What are the details? Well, let's begin with Broward County, where Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes, who has a long history of trouble, as detailed by the Sun Sentinel, including a court ruling that she broke election law by destroying ballots, leaving major amendments off the ballots in 2016, and suddenly discovering almost 1,000 ballots in 2012, a week after the election, is once again in the spotlight for incompetence at best and utter corruption at worst, possibly even a possible mixture of the two. In the days since Tuesday's midterm elections across the country, Broward County mysteriously discovered nearly 80,000 additional new votes affecting the Florida Senate race between the current Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott and incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, as well as the governor's race between Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum. On November 7th, the day after the midterm election, Governor Scott was leading Senator Nelson in the Senate race by 38,717 votes. This according to Florida Today. And with the newly discovered ballots, that lead is now down to 12,500 votes, showing the extreme difference, the extra ballots and election antics on the part of Snipes has made in favor of Senator Nelson. Those antics include refusing to report vote tallies according to Florida law, forcing Governor Scott to file a lawsuit for an emergency hearing to force Snipes to provide the information to Republicans that she was already required by law to provide but was not doing. Judge Carol Lisa Phillips sided with Scott by ruling there's been a violation of the Florida Constitution by Snipes and her officials, as well as the state's Public Records Act, by not turning over requested records. Further muddying the water, it appears that Snipes also accidentally mixed in rejected ballots with valid ones, a mistake which was only found after Snipes handed over 205 provisional ballots to the Broward County Canvassing Board for inspection. This according to the Miami Herald. That's the largest newspaper in South Florida, by the way. On Election Day, Broward election officials set those 205 votes aside, removed the anonymous ballots from their signed envelopes, and counted them up on a voting machine that didn't add those numbers to the final vote count. The Elections Department didn't originally intend to have the canvassing board review those votes, but after uproar from Republican lawyers, the office handed them over to the board, which usually reviews ballots still in the envelopes. On Friday, the three-person canvassing board, on which Snipes usually sits, found about 20 of those 205 votes had mismatched signatures and declared them illegal. That means there are at least 20 illegal votes mixed into an anonymous pile of 205, all sitting in a machine that counted them but did not add them to the final count. The ballots cannot be identified, Snipes confirmed when a lawyer for the Republican Party asked. Lawyers immediately pressed Snipes about the future of those 205 votes and if they'd be counted. Snipes declined to answer and continued judging signatures on remaining ballots. There is no statute guiding what happens next. The Florida and Senator's governor's races are not the only elections that Snipes' utter incompetence and election foul play are affecting, as the Republican candidate for Agriculture Commissioner, Matt Caldwell, has also filed suit against the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, asking the court to protect the integrity of all ballots and all public records relating to the election for the Commissioner of Agriculture. Things get worse, believe it or not, as former Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp is claiming that an affidavit filed by Broward Elections employee in support of Caldwell provides eyewitness accounts of election staff filling in blank ballots. When this was reported, the employee was fired and told not to come back. Well, how about the ballot she'd already illegally filled out before she was caught? Next, we have Palm Beach County, Florida, another liberal enclave that apparently is having their own set of issues, including banning media cameras from the public ballot counting, then threatening them with arrest. NBC Universal, Scripps Media, Fox Television, and others immediately filed an emergency motion for writ of mandamus against election supervisor Susan Butcher, and the canvassing board. According to Melissa Bagg of NBC 6, judge agrees with NBC News and other media outlets, cameras are now allowed to record inside the room where provisional ballots are being reviewed by the canvassing board in Palm Beach County. The issues in Palm Beach County do not end there either, as Governor Rick Scott was forced to go to the courts again against Butcher for withholding crucial information regarding the vote counts. You begin to see the truthiness of what Uncle Joe Stalin said years ago. It's not who does the voting, it's who does the counting. And apparently in Broward and Palm Beach County, Florida, we got a good idea who's doing the counting. And we go to the phones when I come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on this wet and rainy Monday, 16 after 4. here on WORD. Had a really big Veterans Day salute over the weekend at Fluor Field, and this guy provided the musical entertainment, among others, Charlie Daniels. Great to have Charlie here in the Upstate. Great to have you along on this wet and rainy Monday, 23 after 4. Thanks for patiently waiting. To the phones we go. Susan is first up. She is in Greenville here on this Veterans Day salute. Hi, Susan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And first of all, I want to say thank you for doing this for our veterans. I would like to give a big shout-out to my dad, Lieutenant Colonel Lyle Bradley, who was a Corsair pilot, Marine fighter pilot, World War II, Korean War. Still alive today, will be 94 and is doing awesome.
Wow.
And I just wanted to share a story about his run-in with Admiral McCain, John McCain's grandfather.
Yes.
Every time my dad would get on an aircraft carrier, one of the things he did, he'd go to the bottom, and he'd find his way out with his eyes closed. So when these things got hit, you sometimes would have to try to find your way out to the top. So he was doing that one time. He got on the new aircraft carrier, and he ran smack into, physically, into the chest of Admiral McCain. Of course, that's just something you don't do. And so, you know, the Admiral wanted to know what he was doing, and he explained to the Admiral what he was doing. He said, you know, that's a smart idea. He says, we need to do that for everybody.
Wow.
it was very interesting. And my dad got this. My dad and several other of his former veterans have written a book called Marine Wings. And this story is in there. Unfortunately, of the 12 men that have written it, only two are still alive.
Wow. What's your cell phone connection is a little kind of in and out, Susan. What's the name of the book again?
It's called Marine Wings.
Marine Wings. Gotcha.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Of stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it does have great stories in it. That's a pretty good one right there.
It is. And I just want to say thank you to all the veterans for what they have sacrificed and given to us.
Amen to that. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's neat. And a very smart idea. You know, I happen to be watching part of The Longest Day yesterday. It was on Turner on TCM. And John Wayne, of course, was in every star in Hollywood was in The Longest Day. And many of the European stars as well. And there was a scene where John Wayne was telling his company commanders that they needed to fall out for some training. And it was pouring down rain. It was a day like today, you know, another beautiful day in England. And the captain said, in this weather? And John Wayne said, well, if you can guarantee that we're going to land in Normandy with sunshine and blue skies, no, we don't need the additional training. Can you guarantee me that? no, sir. That was pretty much the end of that discussion. To Dwayne, who is in Greenville. Hi, Dwayne, and welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Bob. I called one of my squad, Don Foster, in Reading Center, New York, yesterday to wish him well.
Nice.
He just found out that he has Agent Orange related adult onset diabetes.
Oh, holy cow!
And by the time they caught it, it's progressing so fast, they're having a hard time keeping up with it. I wanted to encourage all the men: get your annual checkup.
You
stay
bet.
Ahead of it.
Yes.
Don's mentioned in the book 19 Minutes to Live. In 1969, I orbited over his crash site trying to keep him off of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was 19, and his Huey was detailed to rescue a LERP force that was being chased by a superior unit.
And for those not familiar with that terminology, that's a long-range reconnaissance patrol that he's referring to.
Right,
and
those guys ship. Were, he had,
those guys were pretty much out there on their own in Indian country.
The stress is off the charts. They get shot down, and as the Huey augers in, the main rotor dismembers all the men they were trying to rescue.
Ouch.
There's still bitter comments by that unit on the web about it. It just breaks Don's heart to hear what they say. But I remember Don at 19 going around and trying the best he can to assemble the bodies correctly in the right body bag. And we were really stressed out for resources at the time. Mm-hmm. We finally got another lone Huey in who could only take a limited number out. And I remember Don standing on his Huey, last man out. He'd got all the dead, all the wounded, got his pilots out. And Don stood there and waited for the last ship out.
Wow.
And it's really going to break my heart to lose him, but he is one heck of a guy. Thank you for the time, Don, Bob.
Dwayne, thank you. So many untold stories of heroism and tragedy like that as a result of that war. And we honor all those who were there and cherish the memory of those who never returned home.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate it very much. Things happen. You know, things happen with the best intentions. Bobby Mack, NBC News headline, Democrats had a good showing on Election Day. It's been even better for them since then. Yeah, no kidding. Now, how does that not suggest shenanigans? Sad that a liberal Democrat hack network can't see the obviously damning truth about themselves in their own headline. Well, you rarely find much self-awareness in that quarter. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'm kind of struggling today with my voice. Annie is fighting a cold as well, but she's a gamer. She's ready to plow through the newscast here at the bottom of the hour, and I'm right back on the other side here on a wet and rainy Monday. That's it. It's never ending, but we thrive on it. Boy, that's great music. The theme from Patton, George C. Scott. It's funny, you know, because George C. Scott, you know, received so many kudos and honors for his portrayal of George S. Patton. And actually, George C. Scott looked nothing like the real General Patton, who was somewhat, well, he wasn't vertically challenged like Moneypenny and Annie and myself. But George C. Scott, you know, had that raspy General Patton voice. And in real life, General Patton kind of had a high, squeaky voice. But nonetheless, he managed to deliver his message, no matter what tone it may have been in. In on my text line on this Veterans Day, Bobby, I'd like to salute my daughter, Carolee Raleigh Collins, served in the Marine Corps, OORAH, from 2006 to 12. By the way, a happy birthday to the Big Green Machine. Tough and beautiful gal from Alan R. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Bobby Mack, my dad, now 86, was a Navy signalman and later a recruiter. He was once able to converse with his younger brother, who was also a signalman, on another ship somewhere in the Med. My father-in-law was an Air Force medic. Love and appreciate them both. Thanks, Bob, for giving us time today. Also in the text line, well, they stole the Arizona Senate seat, emboldening the attempt to steal elections in Georgia and Florida. Once figured out how to do it, the corruption grows. Yeah, no kidding. Somebody sent me a text message earlier. How does this woman remain as the elections commissioner? How come she hasn't been removed from office? It's an elected position. And you're wondering who won the election? Yeah. Self-fulfilling prophecy. I want to thank Robert McLean for his service. His service is classified, but I will not forget. Reminds me of an old Mad Magazine poem. Yesterday upon the stairs, I saw a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I think he's with CIA. Signed, Airborne All the Way. I know nothing. I know, Sergeant Schultz defense there. I know nothing. Have I missed anything else on the text line? Oh, yeah, Bob, who is responsible for holding Florida Democrat crooks accountable for the current corruption occurring? Based on recent history, no one will be held accountable. They're Democrats. No faith in our election process. Bobby, seems the state has no power over these two counties. I'm surprised those two counties in Florida are not sanctuary cities. And then added, oh, wait a second, so does our state. Yeah, here it is. Bobby, your welder friend here. Who are the dumb you-know-whats that left Snipes in charge after all of her past actions over the elections? Well, she was elected to the post of elections commissioner. Is that perfect or what? Well, I think I'll run for elections commissioner again. I wonder if I'll win. Oh, and that reminds me, Moneypenny, I am not the write-in candidate winner for the Spartanburg Soil and Water Commission post. On Saturday, I checked in the Sparkleberg Herald Journal, and there was some other individual who received something like 1,991 write-in votes. And congratulations to the winners for those two positions in Spartanburg County. I was not really officially on the ballot there.
I still want to know how many you got.
I guess we could check with the election commission. They might charge us to let us know how many votes.
Hey, Conway, come and let us know.
Actually, this was in Spartanburg.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have to check over there. Bobby Mack, because it's a federal election, couldn't the DOJ send in the federal marshals instead of screwing around with these local police and sheriff's department to investigate voter fraud and secure the voting documents? From John in Fountain Inn. That's a good question, and one that I'm sure the GOP lawyers who are down there will be asking. Bobby, some of those boxes of newly discovered Florida ballots had Lyndon Johnson's name crossed out and Gillum and Nelson written in. I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it in the least. Some of them probably had Hubert Horatio Humphrey. Bob, Brenda Snipes looks like Yoda's mama. Yeah, and she's defensive about this. She's very aggressive about this. Oh, I'm doing a good job. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Bobby Mack, well, I like to remember Charlie Parker, my great uncle, killed in a destroyer in the Pacific, sunk by a Japanese sub the day after Japan had surrendered. Wow. Bobby, how did the Dummycrat win in Arizona? Boy, I'll tell you what, that's the $64 question right there. On the one hand, you have as the Republican candidate for Senate, Martha McSally. She was America's first combat fighter pilot. Flew against the Taliban in AFPAC. Flew combat missions against the Taliban in AFPAC. And at the other end, I mean diametrically opposed, at the other end of the spectrum is this cinema woman. I've taken to calling her Taliban cinema. She's a hardcore leftist, as hardcore as you can get. Has said things like, women who stay home are cowards and traitors to their gender, or words to that effect. And also in a public radio interview several years ago, the host said something like, you know, well, what about these Americans that want to go fight for the Taliban? And she said, yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to go fight for the Taliban, go right ahead. So on the one hand, you have somebody who encourages being a traitor. And on the other hand, you know, going and fighting for the Taliban. And on the other hand, somebody who actually bombed the Taliban. And the woman who is a distinguished veteran, is in the process of losing the election. So you tell me what the heck is wrong in Arizona. You know, something is drastically wrong. But again, you know, with the open borders over the last 20 years and with little or no effort made in some of these precincts to find out whether the people who are voting actually are entitled to vote, that is, are American citizens, this is what you get. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back as we cruise on here on a gloomy Monday. Yeah, happy belated birthday here today to the big green machine, the Corps. U.S. Marines celebrating. Great to have you along on our Veterans Day show today. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, that Broward County election supervisor, Snipes, makes $175,000 a year, and she's been elected for a while. Jeez! From Paul, 51 in Greenville. Bobby, I'd like to honor my 83-year-old dad, James E. Howard Jr., served 27 years active duty in the Navy, two tours in the NAM on PBRs, that's the Brownwater Navy, the patrol boat craft that they use in the various rivers, and retired a Mustang lieutenant. Gotcha. Mustang is somebody who comes up through the ranks, right? Bobby, looks like McSally lost because of provisional ballots, primarily filled out by illegal aliens trying to vote. Yeah. Bob, here's an interesting military story. While serving in the Marines, hoorah, I ran into my uncle at the smoke pit, Al-Assad, Iraq, who I had no idea was still serving in the Army National Guard. Sometimes this world is small. True. Now, Bobby, that's Hubert Horatio Hornblower. That's right. When Humphrey was the Democrat nominee for a president following the assassination of Robert Kennedy, everybody thought it was going to be the nominee. He was introduced by, I can't even remember who it was now, but somebody introduced him at the Democrat National Convention with this huge buildup. You know, and now here he is, the next president of the United States. And instead of saying Hubert Horatio Humphrey, said Hubert Horatio Hornblower. But he has nothing on Joe Biden, who had a big election, a campaign event in Illinois. The first time Obama was running, Joe Biden introduced him. He said, now here he is, the next president of the United States, Barack America. And now this guy wants to be a president. Biden, that is. Bobby Mack, there were a couple of boxes of Broward County ballots that have been discovered at the Roswell UFO crash site. I believe it. And they'll all count. Yeah. Just because they're aliens. I mean, we got plenty of aliens voting. We may as well have some real aliens voting in there, right? To Dale, who is on his cell phone. Hi, Dale, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. A wet, soggy days to you.
Thank you, sir.
So, you know, we really got to get a handle on these late ballot boxes.
Yep.
I mean, they just keep coming in. And we have a simple fix to this thing, and nobody seems to look at and really understands what to do. But I figured out what it was.
What's that?
What you got to do is keep the Republicans from walking up the cemeteries.
Yeah.
It takes forever for those guys to walk around.
I know
and
it.
You add another obstacle in it. There's no way it's going to happen.
And not only that, but the mortuaries as well. It's not just the cemeteries.
Probably
coroner's offices all over America where autopsies are being performed, but hasn't stopped them from voting.
Ballots laying around there. Those are corpses. Never mind.
And you know, we're laughing about this, but is there anything more serious than election results?
No. And But yet, how come they keep on? How can you get that many? Oh, I just found this many?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they must have been stuffing that box for days before the election started.
Yeah, think.
And just have them sitting there.
Sure.
And if it doesn't go, it's just like, well, see, we got to remember, the people who always win these elections, it doesn't really matter what the vote does. The Democrats win. Just look at the way our Senate and House work.
You know how you see a fire extinguisher on the wall and it has a little hammer there and it says, break glass in case of emergency?
Yeah.
I think on these ballot boxes, they have a note on top that say, Democrats, open in case of emergency. And it
pretty much.
And it works the same way. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate the call. Hour number two is zipped on past. 5 o'clock Follies is next here on the Bobby Mack Show.